This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef Kodo Tez Meat and Potatoes has the best sports bars in Seattle. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com. Before we jump into the birthdays real quick here, a little announcement for those of you who maybe purchased a ticket to our 20th anniversary spectacular up at Black Raven Brewing on Saturday, September the 6th, 1 week from this coming Saturday.
That is correct.
The fine folks at Black Raven have come up with a special beer for this very special day as we celebrate 20 years in Seattle. And at this fine radio station, we now will have on draft at the party for one day only, a men's room watermelon pilsner.
Ooh.
How about that?
How about that?
What? Might be a lager.
Might be a lager.
Doesn't matter. It's a watermelon beer.
Let's call it watermelon beer.
Watermelon beer.
Watermelon sugar beer.
At the party.
I love watermelon beer.
I've had watermelon beer one time, and I was... This was too much for me. I'm like, I'm so glad.
It was too good.
I cannot find this in the stores because I would just be on a watermelon beer kick for the rest of my life. So thank you, Black Raven,
yeah,
for
man.
Doing that for us.
Very cool.
We're going to have some other cool stuff going on that we haven't announced yet. But if you have a ticket to the party, just know it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to try that. Like, there is a brewery in San Francisco.
You two are so excited.
I was in San Diego.
All right, 21st Amendment, and they make a Heller High Water watermelon beer. I love that beer.
I think my wife has had it. I didn't have it yet. That sounds very
familiar. In fact, when I saw that text today from Castle said they're making watermelon beer, I'm like, let's go.
Yes. Yes.
I believe it was let's effing go.
I think
that is the text that you sent back was let's effing go, yes. Yeah. Without autocorrect, it would have been our let's duck and go.
Duck and go, boys. Time for birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hola, guys. I'd like to give a birthday shout-out to our awesome son, Leo, who turns 2 today. Can you please get a fish sandwich montage, a suck-it-up cupcake, and Coach Ted telling him if it's okay to skip the terrible 2s. Thanks, guys. That's from Tim, Kelly, and from Olive.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
Oh,
brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
So suck it up, cupcake!
All right, Leo, you're turning 2. First of all, strong name. Reminds me of a lion. You know what lions eat? Meat.
not egg salad. Moving on. Second of all, feel free to skip the terrible twos, because a lot of people in this room know you got 3 and 4, and that could also be terrible.
Worst.
Also, as a 2-year-old, you got to keep running, my man. They, your parents turn their head, you sprint. All right? Stay on that. And also, I think it's about time they took you to a Red Robin's. Get your burger and a milkshake in you.
All the men's room for my 31st birthday. Can I get one good old fart? And Coach Ted hyping me up for my first 50K ultra marathon. Jeez. That's from Eric.
Wow. He's going to do that a lot in the 50K.
So what is 50K, Ted? Is that 40 miles?
I don't know. What's this guy's name?
His name is Eric. He's crazy.
All right, Eric. Eric, I got to be honest with you. You and Coach have a lot in common. I'm currently training for a 5K.
He's got just a zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. You added a zero. Man, ultra marathon, that is super cool. And honestly, the main thing is get a sticker. So when you see those, everybody getting like half marathon or 26.2, be like, I did an ultra marathon, you little bitch.
It should actually say the little sticker, you little bitch.
But that's awesome, dude. Good on you.
That is crazy. 50K. 50K.
I'm going to guess.
Is that one of those ones like
7 miles?
Is that one of those ones where you got to eat like junk food during the race just to keep going?
Brother, I don't know because it's not something I ever planned.
31
on doing.
Miles.
God, man.
31
Damn.
Miles.
A marathon's not good enough for Eric. No. I must go 31 miles.
That's a hell of a birthday celebration, Eric. Good on you.
Hello, naked ladies. I look forward to the birthday shout-outs on your show every day, and today happens to be my 35th. Now, a couple of years ago, I moved to Jamestown, New York, right on beautiful Lake Chautauqua. Native American word meaning bag tied in the middle. So, if you would please give me an F-35 jet screaming guy, followed by a Geez Louise, and finally the captain telling the story of the time he, the Lando Lakes lady, and other mascots kidnapped Ted for a sunset cruise on Lake Chautauqua. Thanks, guys, for making me smile and laugh every day. From Mike, the Western New York Clam Blaster.
Jeez, Louise!
Ooh, well, ahoy there. First of all, I think it's very important to point out, even though we call her the Land of Lakes Lady, it is in fact a man named Chico. But yeah, me and Chico, along with the other mascots, I want to be clear. We never kidnapped Ted, a.k.a. the succulent man doubling. Ted wanted to join us because he's into the freaky stuff. This is a man who, while we're out in the middle of the lake of the bad tides, inserted a hot curling iron directly into his rectum. He didn't scream. He looked us in the eye and said, "Noise." Crunchberries.
Jesus.
You never had to sign the NDA, Zed.
I should have.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oops, hang on, I had it potted down.
Smooth.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now. Here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, today is something near and dear to the head chef's heart. That's sports bars.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I got this list here via Miles Montgomery from Eater Seattle. So I will use some of theirs on there. And then also, I just have some personal choices that I love.
You hear that, Eater? You didn't do a good enough job for the Ted Smith.
Well, every time I read, they do a great job, and he's right.
They do.
But I always think to myself, well, they should have had this in. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Don't defend them. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes they just pick places that I don't know that I would go to.
Okay, fair enough.
Where do you guys need in a good sports bar?
What do I need?
Well, like, if you, like you, I like this place because of this or that.
Really good pub grub, and then multiple TVs. Particularly, I'm going to go to a sports bar. Either it's going to be March Madness or NFL football season. But correct. I do find some kind of joy where I'm there to see the Ravens. Obviously, there's going to be plenty of Hawks fans. This guy's into the Vikings, whatever. And we're all kind of watching our own game. Because just by hearing the cheering, I don't know. You end up making friends with people from other teams. Yep. It's kind of like, all right, man, we're all in this. We're all there for the same reason.
So the same way you would say, like, the French dip is the litmus test for, like, a bar food menu item. So a couple things I need. I need a very good domestic light beer on draft.
Okay.
Because if I'm watching a sporting event, I'm probably going to have three or four of them.
Yeah.
Just based on the time frame and everything else. Chicken wings are a must.
Yep.
And they need to be done the right way. And then, you know what, more so than just a great appetizer selection, nice TVs, preferably not Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Sure,
There's a couple of things that are just like, you know, yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, look, I can go back to when I first moved here, right? And it used to be very hard to watch stuff. So I would go to Slugger's.
Yeah.
On Saturday mornings to watch Maryland football. And then Thrill and I and his wife, we spent a whole day in there just drinking pitchers of Miller Lite and watching March Madness.
She told that story recently, in fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, pitcher's beer is a good thing.
I should mention, don't forget, like, Sluggers is open a lot, not just game day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know Shane and Shelley would love to see you. And then also, you know, King Street across the way, my buddy Troy, that's a good spot, too. So different little places. All right. Now, let's see. From their list, here's one I love. Miles, I know you like this place, too. The Dock.
Oh, the Dock in Fremont's awesome.
Great. They have a great menu. They have a ton of different, like, appetizers and everything.
They have an outdoor area where they put big TVs. That place, Seahawks, I mean, that is just crazy cool how many people show up.
Mike and I go once a year for our buddy Brett's birthday and get beer towers.
Their hamburgers are awesome. They have, like, nine of them. And they always have our beer on tap.
Nice.
They've been doing this for years. Even when we were back with the other company, they've been supporting the men's room. So,
well, thank you, Doc.
Because they always had the deck there. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like during COVID, they made that giant outdoor space.
A lot of places did.
I'm glad they kept it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's awesome. Now, kind of in the same neighborhood over there, the Doc is in Fremont, by the way.
Yeah.
You would also have the Georgian Dragon.
Yep.
Now, most people think, and rightfully so, it's ranked as one of the best soccer bars in America. But you can go in there and watch other sports, too.
Right. You can.
And Miles will attest, I like their menu. Like, they have English foods, but, like, I had, like, I want to say, like, a cheesesteak in there one night.
The cheesesteak's fantastic.
Yeah. But they also have, like, scotch eggs, bangers and mash. You can get a, what's it, a BAP? Like the breakfast sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, they're what's the sandwiches? They call them what the hell?
Toasties.
They have a ton of those. The only sport that they won't show is any soccer from Central or South America.
Oh, really?
That's the rule.
Different fan bases.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Also on the list, they have the Hall here. There used to be Queen Anne Beer Hall. Now they've rebranded as the Hall. Like they're saying. It's great if you're going, especially if you're going to go to the arena, you could skip the, you know, you get stuff there. It's cheaper. They have pretzels, charcuterie on a pretzel, smash burgers, which become kind of famous for.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that place. I just like drinking in there, period. All right. Now, this one's kind of a new one to the list. And this, like I'm saying, there's different levels of sports bars. This one's kind of a higher end one. First of all, it's at Bellevue. Mike and I have talked about going there. We still have it. Mm-hmm. But Legion.
Yeah.
Is that Cam and Richard Sherman's place?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Right, so it's Legion as in Legion of Boom.
Still one of the greatest nicknames in NFL history. It just is.
The Legion of Boom?
Yeah, dude. I mean, you're hard-pressed. I mean, there's, you know, the Iron Curtain or Steel Curtain, all this stuff.
And the Purple People Eaters.
Right, but Legion of Boom, I'm like, damn it, I wish that had been my team. But that is just the coolest nickname. Right.
I mean, for me, the top two defenses ever, well, you got to throw in the 85 Bears. But for just fun... It's got to be like, what, the 2000, 2001 Ravens.
But they're just the 2000 Ravens. No nickname.
Right. And then the
Legion of Boom, which is so much cooler.
Steel Curtain from the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. I'm just saying for my personal team.
Yeah.
You're right, because the 85 Bears. But those modern day, those are two awesome defenses.
Yeah.
And truthfully, kind of 2D, and all those defenses are great, kind of changed the game, right? Like, before Richard Sherman, you didn't have a ton of cornerbacks his size.
No.
That were just bodying dudes at the line and everything else. And they made it work. But, yeah, they own that. TVs everywhere, extensive cocktail list, soul food-influenced menu. So, again, like they even say here, a little pricier than your average sports bar.
Sure, but it's Bellevue.
Some of the stuff on there looks great. I know Bam's got his Bam Marita.
And, look, nobody goes to Bellevue to save money. You know what you're headed to. You understand what's in front of you.
Correct. Yeah. One of my old haunts, I used to live across the street, and I miss her. Buckley's at Belltown.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even have to look at this.
Does Buckley still have the place of Queen Anne, too?
Yeah, that's the original Buckley's.
Okay, all right.
So to either one.
Right, okay.
But the Buckley's at Belltown is much bigger. If you've never been there, you got to get the Thai chili ribs or the appetizer. Also, over the years, their wings have gotten much better. Awesome. But they have a really good menu, too. Like, it's kind of, I call it like an elevated pub grub.
Okay.
You know, sliders.
They got those. I mean, you could even get a blackened salmon sandwich in there. Like, folks, I lived across the street, all right? I know the menu. There's a Maryland flag in the front. I mean, now it's full of flags, but back then, I was like, oh, there's only like four flags in here. But Buckley's is great. What's up, Pete? I miss you, buddy. But yeah, the Queen Anne is a good spot, too. If you're up on Capitol Hill, now this one, you know, it is what it is. It's a sports-focused gay bar, but at Capitol Hill, Madison Pub.
All right.
I've been there a few times. It's not, whatever. You can go to a gay bar. It's a gay sports bar, but you'll be fine in there. You know what I mean? If you're like, I've never been to a gay bar. Like, you're in Capitol Hill, you want to watch sports, go in there. R.I.P. Bills off Broadway.
Oh, God. Man, why do you even got to bring it up?
George, I can't talk Capitol Hill sports bars and not bring it up.
Seriously, man, that place, that was like my go-to absolute favorite. God.
All right, now let's change direction a little bit. Let's get a little bit of the kind of near central district, a little South Seattle. Rookies, Columbia City. I don't know if you guys ever been to Rookies?
Maybe Columbia City, but I haven't been to Rookies.
Feel like I have.
Rookies is awesome.
All right.
Now, they have one side that's just a bar. Then they have another side that's a restaurant, too. So you can bring the kids in and stuff. But Pub League, we used to play down there. And what's that, Genesee Park or whatever?
I think, yeah.
Me and my buddy Troy, we were going into Rookies so much, we thought about investing. If they would have let us. And they have like a buffalo shrimp or something on their appetizer menu. Rookies is a great spot. Super good food. And they, again, almost like Buckley's, or like they have some kind of like fancier stuff, too. You're like, damn.
Okay.
All right, let's see. I personally want to give this one a little love. So, the Angry Beaver.
Yeah, I know. Greenwood.
Greenwood. Yeah, Greenwood.
Right, because Greenwood, you have a couple. You have Bleachers, too. Bleachers is a great bar.
Bleachers is great, right.
But the Angry Beaver, mostly known for being a sports bar, right? I think it had closed down. It reopened.
Yeah.
They've been through some stuff, man. When Mr. Euro blew up.
Yeah.
And then right when they opened back up, they had a flood in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was in there maybe a month or two after our beer launch, and they were like, what is it? And I was like, the Men's Room IPA. They put it on tap. And they got the lager cans there, too.
Oh, damn. All right.
They have
traditional hockey bar, but they put all sports on, right?
And the guy that owns it now is a massive Coug. So, okay. Coug fans. He sent me a message. They're opening up at 9 a.m. on Saturday. That game ain't until 7 p.m.
Yeah.
That's a good spot if you want to get in there. Stick it also with places I thoroughly enjoy if you're a Coug fan. I would also mention Marco Polo.
Yes, I was going to mention that
if you
didn't.
Down in South Seattle. Broasted chicken. It's phenomenal. They even have chitlins there.
Broasted.
Damn.
That's the place to watch NASCAR, too. I don't know if you'd
like Oh, them. Yeah.
That's kind of that.
Mike, we've been down to Marco Polo a few times.
Love Marco Polo, dude.
Yeah.
She broasted chicken?
Right, because it's in a pressure cooker. So
I've
it's
never
not,
heard of that.
Oh, it's that's, delicious. That's what they're famous for. Broasted. It's fried chicken, but the way they cook it is broasted.
Okay.
But, one thing about Marco Polo, to get there, you have to close your eyes and yell his name.
That's right.
And when it calls back, you keep getting slightly closer.
It's also made by all dudes, so it's broasted.
No, it's only men in this kitchen.
Sorry, Marco Polo. That's not a thing. My buddy Amanda's still a bartender down there.
Oh, yes.
Up to her.
Yes, she is.
And then another one. They have two locations, one in West Seattle, one on Roosevelt, the Westie. This
oh,
is
God,
on the
yeah.
list and on my personal list.
Yeah, man.
The one on Roosevelt, what used to be Pies and Pints.
Pies and Pints, yeah.
Also family friendly for most of the day. They got a couple games in the back. They have bubble
hockey.
Feel
free to not bring your kids.
That's right.
Correct. Please. Great bar. Very good food. The lemon pepper chicken wings are phenomenal. Yeah, again, just a great place. And then, like I said, man, just, you know, this weekend, we got college ball on.
Yep.
You got a week before NFL starts. You even have big college games on Sunday. And then at 5 p.m., you got your Sounders taking on Messi and Inter Miami. Like, just going to be a great weekend for sports. So get out there and support some of the local sports bars.
A couple of mine real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
LTD in Fremont.
LTD's a great one.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
Petoskey's
man.
Is a Midwestern sports bar, but they have all the games on.
Toasted raviolis.
Huge TVs. The food is great in both locations. If you are down in Tacoma area.
Oh, yeah.
It's not necessarily a sports bar, but the Beach Tavern. Manny put our beer on tap, so you get a Men's Room IPA. There's TVs everywhere. He makes sure all the important games are on all the time.
Good.
Great food down there. It's not necessarily, quote, a sports bar, but it is. Very
loose,
much so.
Loose Wheel's also good down there in Tacoma. West End.
Loose Wheel's great.
Loose Wheel's great. West End Pub is my favorite. I love West End Pub down there.
Thurl, you want to throw any in?
I don't want to say where I go.
Right. I would also say
there's one sacred
if
place.
If you're a little north, like I think it's like Mount Lake Terrace, the Getaway Pub. Bunch of TVs.
Oh, yeah.
Great
yeah,
lemon
yeah.
pepper wings.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shot of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Come up here at 5:08. We'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. Easy for you to say. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg. Some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Using CRISPR technology, scientists have achieved the first DNA-free gene editing in raspberry plants.
Awesome. I was hoping to get the raspberry plants.
Me too.
I'm totally confused on what you just told me.
I don't know. CRISPR technology.
They've gene editing.
Yeah, right. DNA-free gene editing. So that's, and it's been successful with raspberry plants, which where that goes from there, we will find out after this.
Probably an ocean spray.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
A new study found that 80% of neurologists in the U.S. that prescribed MS drugs, multiple sclerosis drugs, received $164 million from pharma companies.
What do you know? Huh. It continues.
Yeah, gonna leave that there.
I mean, what else can you say?
What else can you say?
It is what it is.
Doggone thing. Mm. We know where we're at. Scientists are investigating reports of a rare phenomenon known as objectless sleep experiences, which is a state of awareness during sleep without dreams, images, or even a sense of self.
Do you have that?
I don't know.
I know.
I've had that.
I know exactly what's going on, even through a dream. I can hear everything.
And you're dead asleep.
No, I'm not in a REM state at that point.
Right.
It's normally in the morning.
You're kind of like on a surface sleep.
Yeah, and it's annoying.
And it's like, I know I'm asleep.
I just want to be knocked out. You know, like, yeah. I want to be asleep.
Right.
I could help you with that.
Melatonin?
Nah, let's come over and get you one of these.
Just grab a blunt object.
Break to the head or something.
Call that good.
I think if you're already laying down, it's bam. Pretty easy to kind of.
There you go, yeah. Buddy. Like a low right hook.
Yeah, my daughter got on the phone this morning at 6 a.m. I'm just like, I can hear you, but I'm dreaming. I'm like, shut up. Shut up. It's 6 a.m.
Put your thinking caps on, fellas. It's time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It's a D word. Careful. It's a formal word that refers to the act or process of becoming less. A D word, which is a formal word that refers to the act or process of becoming less.
Disintegrate.
I like it.
Demotion.
Ooh. I like it.
Ooh. I'll go with Steve. Disintegrate.
Diminution.
I never would have gotten nowhere near that.
No. Yeah. That's why I didn't.
Demolish? Didn't wait.
Is it like diminutive?
Yes.
Okay.
Diminutive, which is diminution.
To reduce something.
Diminution.
Right. Yeah. Diminution.
I make it smaller.
Casting a spell or something like
That's right. It's like dehydrating beef.
There you go.
Yeah.
Diminution.
Average life expectancy is starting to slow its uphill trend, with experts saying people born after 1939 may never reach the age of 100.
Born after 1939.
Correct. So, we're there.
We're dead.
Yep. Ain't gonna happen for us, folks. Which...
Why is that?
I think it's just because of all the stuff in our food. I think it's the medications that we take. Honestly, I'm very pessimistic diabetes. About all this
so
stuff.
So it's tech for tech.
Diseases and whatnot, right.
We have the tech to deal with the tech that made life more convenient.
Exactly. I'm also going to be this Debbie Downer like, we don't need to live past 100.
You don't, man. I mean, you're not really contributing. I know that sounds awful. But
it does, I know.
It'd be one thing if you're 100 and healthy and spry and doing stuff. You go, okay.
Have at it. You bet.
Well, but also, if I'm just waiting for the local news to show up at the nursing home to say, oh, he turned 100 like that. No.
My grandmother just turned 99 and she knits me potholders.
There you go.
But also, I think everybody would love to live that long, but it also kind of sucks. I bet your grandmother, like most of her friends, like,
she misses everybody.
Right.
Yeah. That's the whole point of her whole life. It's just like, I wish my husband was still around. I wish my friends were still around. I know. Like, she's saying this. I'm just like, this does sound awful.
Right. Yeah.
It sounds awful.
Like, I asked my mom the other day, I go, this could sound dark, but like, what do you do if people don't show up to dinner anymore? And she goes, we just don't talk about it.
Oh,
I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun way to live.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
They're having a big Labor Day cookout tomorrow, though.
Okay.
Is she excited?
She's fired up. It's like playing bingo today. We got a cookout on Friday. She's ready to go.
It's like silent Squid Games.
Yes. All of a sudden.
Just people are just.
Right. Somebody didn't show up for breakfast.
I'm so dementia'd out, I don't even realize what's happening.
Right. Scientists have found a quote-unquote hidden switch in your brain that could reverse memory loss.
How do I flip it?
Yeah, right. You just got to really poke in there. There's actually an accumulation.
If you put a Q-tip deep enough in your brain, you can flip it.
You can get it done. There's actually an accumulation of a certain protein that I think is centered around our memory area.
All right.
So that's kind of screwing with our ability to hold on to those memories. So I think.
Are there any memories that you've. Here's my thing about it. Like, if you truly don't remember, would I remember that I want to remember that?
I get what you're saying, I think. But I think,
or is it just more? There's a thing that you're aware of, and you just can't quite articulate it in your brain.
I believe that's what it is. Is that you know you have a memory of something? It's just so locked away that you don't have the proper channels to be able to unlock it.
Now this is good news for me because my wife will say, "I told you this," and I tell the baby, "I got this buildup of proteins around my brain." All right, so you've told me a lot of things, and I can't remember.
Right.
I don't know how to flip the switch.
And you know what the answer is? The diminution of this accumulated protein.
That's what I'm arguing about.
We just did it, man. Engineers are skeptical about putting AI in charge of data centers. My opinion, they should be.
Don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Scientists in China and the U.S. say that they've developed a one-step method to convert mixed plastic waste into fuel at 95% efficiency.
Well, that's great. As long as the... Boom. Whatever they spill out of that factory is okay for the environment.
Exactly.
So to save the environment, it's kind of like a battery in an electric car.
Yeah.
You know,
nothing to do with
it. Yeah,
but they won't do it until they can make money.
Yeah.
And I would not worry about that anytime soon.
Experts say cigarette filters do nothing for the health of smokers and that it's time to ban them entirely.
The filter?
The filter.
Well, if you look at a filter, you can see what it stops from entering your lungs.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So that's better than
that. No actual effect on your health.
No, I believe that. I believe that entirely.
So just smoke Lucky Strikes.
It prevents you from sucking tobacco bits into your mouth.
Yeah.
That's why it's there.
And I think the reason why they want to ban them is because whether you like it or not, cigarettes end up in the streams. They end up out in the water. Like, there's a lot of trash, which is just cigarette filters.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So is there any benefit, as is, you know, former smokers, is there any benefit to smoking filterless cigarettes?
Just a really, really... fast nicotine buzz.
It's just concentrated.
Like, bam.
There's no filter. So, I mean, you're just sucking it directly in. And, yeah, I mean, the nicotine hits different.
You can't do a big drag. Yeah, you just gotta easily.
Yeah. It's like smoking a spliff. You get that nicotine buzz and then the stone.
All right. But it's fair to say that the filter at that point is just a health myth that tends to be bogus.
I never thought it was supposed to be healthy.
Well, there's a lot of them.
The Mentor Top 10. The Mentor Top 10.
10 health myths debunked. Crocodile dung. Yeah, you heard me right. You think condoms are a drag? Prefer to do it the old-fashioned way and just pull and pray, you hormonally imbalanced pervert? Anyway, way back in ancient Egypt, the contraceptive of choice was crocodile dung. Dried dung was inserted into the hoo-ha, the velvet glove, the gummy cave. You get the gist. The idea being that it would soften as it reached body temperature to form an impenetrable barrier.
Look, I can tell you one thing for certain. If I knew you had crock droppings inside your melting pot, there's no way in hell I would touch you with my floppy disk. I said disk, Mr. Hawk. Dang. Calm the hell down, you pencil-necked son of a bitch.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Getting spicy over here.
Crocodile dung, huh?
Yeah, crocodile.
Hard pass, baby.
Crocodile dung D.
Just pack it on in there.
Oh, no.
That would be a great condo brand.
Now that's a ton.
Crocodile dung D. Jesus, Wes. 10 health myths that are debunked. How many glasses of water should you drink a day, gentlemen?
Eight.
That's correct. Actually, no. No need to count cups. Research shows people who gulp a glass of H2O when they're thirsty get enough to stay healthy and hydrated. Water-rich foods like soup, fruit, and vegetables, and drinks like juice, tea, and coffee all help you get your fill. You might need to drink more water if your urine is dark yellow, you don't go regularly, you're very active, or you live in a hot climate. But you don't have to have the 8 cups of actual water.
Okay. Sometimes I think you just say it to encourage people to do it.
Right. Right.
Because my wife was praying, do not have any alcohol, do not blah, blah, blah. And then when you talk to them on the side, they're like, you can have 2 or 3 glasses of wine a night, you're fine. But if we say that, you will have 5 or 6.
Correct.
If we say have none, you might have 1. Literally drink none.
Mm-hmm. I like an entire jug of water you need for a day, guy.
Yeah, right.
It's a goal.
Yeah.
You just got to get it done, man. But you always carry it around. You always see that guy, he's swinging that jug. It's halfway full. He knows he's got to have more jug to drink. He's just working on it every day.
Call him Dark P. Pete.
Dark P. Pete. Which breakfast food is bad for your heart, gents?
Eggs.
You're right, exact. Yeah. You're not right. Omelet lovers rejoice. Eating an egg or two a day does not raise the risk of heart disease in healthy people. Yes, the yolks have cholesterol, but for the most of us, the amount of food in any one food isn't as bad for you as the mix of fats from everything that you eat. What's more, eggs have nutrients like omega-3s that may lower the risk of heart disease.
Okay.
So you're right. If you're just sitting there cramming eggs all day, every day, in excess.
Do you know anybody that does that?
No.
I'm sure there are people out there that for whatever reason, eggs are the thing, but I'm like, I might have 4 a week.
Right.
I think the carnivore people eat a lot of eggs.
That would make sense.
Has anybody heard about the issue with antiperspirants?
As far as them clogging your pores or cancerous?
Causing breast cancer, correct. Don't sweat it. Some scientists think the chemicals found in antiperspirants and deodorants can be absorbed through your underarm. The idea is that they end up in breast tissue and make tumors more likely. But the National Cancer Institute says there is no evidence connecting either product with breast cancer.
So let's fire them.
I'm just wondering what happened to the roll-on and the spray I used to see.
I did roll on one time, but then my pit hair got a little too long.
Yeah, you know, man, so like when I'm a kid, roll on seemed great, right? Hit puberty, and I'm like, there are 2 hairs stuck to this.
You don't cut back on the pit hair?
No. Oh. You do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I use a spray.
Oh, do you?
Dove has an aerosol one.
Attaboy.
Dove. They've come a long way, brother.
They own me. The Dove Care, men stuff.
Yeah.
It's my soap.
It's great stuff, man. Right? It is my soap as well.
If it's cold outside, you got to put on a jacket because...
You don't want to catch a cold.
That's right.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No matter what your grandma might have told you, spending too much time in the cold air doesn't make you sick. One study found that healthy men who spent several hours in temperatures just above freezing had an increase in healthy virus-fighting activity in their immune systems. In fact, you're more likely to get sick indoors where germs are easily passed.
I pointed that out when I was a child and everyone got mad at me. And I'm like, look, I'm basing it on everything you've said.
Right.
Why would I get a cold because I don't have a jacket? You don't get a cold through your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, this makes no sense. One of these is true and the other one is not. Figure out which lie you want to tell me.
It's cold out, so we're all indoors together. That's why everybody gets sick around the holidays. Because you spend more time with a lot of people.
Boom.
There you go. There you go. You guys ever been told that you need to eat a daily multivitamin?
Oh, yes. By the multivitamin people, yes.
You might have heard that it can make up for nutrients that aren't in your diet. Researchers don't all agree on that point. But if your doctor tells you to take a vitamin, do it. And if you're pregnant, you need to take folic acid to lower the risk of birth defects. Still, the best way to get your nutrients is to eat a diet filled with fruits, vegetables, Steve, whole grains,
I'm not
nuts,
gonna do
and healthy
that, man.
Oils.
We both know I'm not going to do
that. Yeah. If you want to lose weight due to your diet, there is one meal that you can't skip.
Breakfast.
That's right. Actually, no, it's not. Eating breakfast does help some people lose weight. It can stave off hunger, and it might prevent random eating later on in the day. If you're not a breakfast fan, you can still slim down. A Cornell University study found the non-breakfast crowd didn't overeat at lunch and dinner, and they ate about 400 fewer calories a day. Bottom line, skipping breakfast may help some healthy people shed some pounds.
I love breakfast. I just don't eat it during the week that much.
Me neither. I'm a weekend breakfast guy.
There's too much time, man. What happens if you have green mucus?
Ooh,
you're sick.
You're
it's an
sick.
Infection, right? Wrong. The contents of your tissue can't take the place of a lab test.
Studies show that green or yellow mucus is slightly more common in certain bacterial infections, but it's not a sure sign that you have one or that you need antibiotics. A sinus infection can cause clear mucus, and a common cold can turn it green.
All right.
So there's
I just feel like if it's green, I generally feel sick.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
I'll talk like this.
Why won't your mom and dad let you have too much sugar when you're a kid?
Never go to sleep. Too hyped up.
Gonna make you hyper. Sugar isn't good for kids, but research shows the sweet stuff won't cause them to act out, hurt their schoolwork, or make them unable to focus. Since many parents believe there's a link, though, they expect their kids to behave badly after eating sugary food. So they're primed to notice if it happens.
I don't know, man.
It's more like by the time you give your kids sugar, you're over them. So it's not that they act any different, but, you know, it's 7 o'clock at night, man. They've been going nuts all day, and you've been patient. Now you just want to relax. So I think a lot of times, I just think in your mind, like, you cannot have sugar after this time. And the truth is, like, because I'm tired of it.
I've just seen too many little kids' birthday where they go ape-ass after they eat the cake.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll leave you with this last and final medical myth that's been debunked.
Oh yeah.
Cracking the knuckles.
Doesn't cause arthritis.
That's right. God, the sound might annoy people around you, but that's about all the harm that it's going to do. You may think bones or joints rub together to cause the noise, but that's not so. It results from a gas bubble that forms between the bones and pops. If you enjoy doing it, keep on keeping on. Studies show that it doesn't cause or play a role in arthritis. If you feel regular or severe pain when you do it, that's when you need to go and see your doctor. There you go.
Be careful with your back, though, on that, because it will compress your spine.
Okay.
So just know those bubbles are there for a reason in your back.
Yeah.
Keep those
vertebrae apart.
Bubbles.
Officers in the UK conducted a search of a home and found themselves in some hot water, Miles.
What was that?
Tell you all about it in 550.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Mr. Kyle Myvett of Cape Coral, Florida. Now, according to the Cape Coral, Florida Police Department, it responded to a burglary in progress at a home. And when officers arrived, they found the suspect, one Justin Shimple. Yes, it is Shimple. He was already detained by a neighbor. That neighbor was our man, Kyle Myvett. Now, Myvett told detectives he had gone to bed when his home security cameras alerted him to someone breaking into his vehicle. They went outside to investigate, and he saw Shimple going through his truck. Moments later, Shimple was then seen in the neighbor's garage. So what did Myvett do? He, quote-unquote, detained Shimple until officers arrived. They say Shimple, he stole two pairs of Ray-Ban sunglasses valued at $300 and a woman's wristlet worth more than $500, and then $500 more in gift cards. The reason we're toasting this man is he detained the criminal while wearing his Batman pajamas.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, it's a grown-ass man who wears pajamas. Somehow that doesn't come up, but yeah, he's dressed as Batman, sort of, and pulled a Batman move and saved the day.
Good on him.
Anyone here wear pajamas?
No. No, I wear mesh shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wear house shorts or house pants.
Okay, I thought you were saying, I wear pajamas.
No, I have my dedicated, like, this is my comfy shirt, comfy pants stuff, but no, not pajamas.
Thank you. Well, he wears them, and he's a true superhero. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.